Welcome to Add to Cart Podcast, the world's number one small business show, with your host, the small biz fixer, Gwen Stewart.
Oh, girl, I'm feeling 2022.
Oh, let me not do that again. But anyways, hey, I'm excited. Oh, you guys feel that way too? Like, today is the first Monday of 2022. And it's like the whole world is ours. Like, what is the saying? Like, the whole world is your oyster. Girl, I feel that. I feel that on every motherfucking level of everything. Like, my whole being. I'm just so excited for 2020. Oh! Did we just create something? With my slip of the mouth? 2020 you. Let me write that down with my pink pen. Oh, pause, please. 2020 you. Yes. Okay. So I'm a changed woman. I know you guys can tell. Like, if you guys are following me on socials, which you should, we have literally changed everything. We've changed everything. We've changed the mindset. We've changed the business model. We've changed life. And I want to talk to you guys about what that change looks like and implementing change and how you pivot. Okay? So when things come to you naturally, there is something in you that literally is craving change. But where before, I was just so set in who I was and what I wanted that I wasn't willing to really budge or move. Or think about when you're on a roller coaster and you get tight and snug in there and you're like, yeah, I can't move. This is the kind of life I want. No, boo. I want to live life on the wild side. Let me move around a little bit. I don't want to fall out, but let me move around a little bit. Just a little fear factor of what could happen. Not like I want to die and land on my head kind of what happened, but like, what if my shoes fell off? There's a story. Okay, we're done. We're done with the imagining. But that's what I do now. I'm like literally all about the visual. Tell me how I can visualize X, Y, and Z, and then watch me show you how to get there. I feel, and I want you to feel this way too, that when you pivot in your business, it's almost like it's unlocking some secret chamber within your brain that you didn't know existed. I know that sounds absolutely crazy. Like, I'm talking like I'm on like some crack or something right now. Let me tell you, I am drug free. I have never done crack in my life, but right now I'm so high on the feeling of knowing my worth that I feel like everyone around me feels it. And they're all trying to like grab some. I'm like, nah, nah, nah. X-nay on the energy, eh? This is mine, get your own. And I'm learning how to say no. No, I will not back down to you. No, I will not allow you to dictate how I feel. No, I will not wait to talk to you for a month. No, I will not give you a discount. No, I will not do that for free. No. So no, I won't. I won't. I freaking won't. You want to know why? Because I have a healthy boundary created all up in here. And I have this new thing. I'm going to put this down. Let me adjust my new microphone. Yes, girl, we stepping up in the world. Stepping up. We have elevated in all aspects of our life. Let me put this down. Boundaries I have learned. Listen to this. This is important to the topic of transitioning and pivoting and leveling and all these things within the new year. Boundaries have created, I want you guys to think of this, and I learned this terminology from Michelle, who's my new mentor, who I am obsessed with and love dearly at this point in my life. Let me adjust my crown. Okay, so boundaries are like, let's think of like a castle, okay? The floor is your own level of self-awareness and energy and everything else, right? Then you have the walls. Those are your boundaries. And then you have the ceiling that is unlimited potential. So as you raise yourself, your floor and everybody else's expectations and level of awareness of you is going to start rising. For example, I have risen to the point where I am
Oh, I just got a paid notification. Woo, baby. Be on fire, girl. Okay, I'll get to that in a second, too. I've raised my vibration to the point, and this is a woo-woo moment. So if you don't like woo-woo, go ahead and skip ahead, but this is a woo-woo moment. I've raised my energy level. I am no longer matching other people's energy level. I'm here. I'm imagining myself holding a bar-like stance with my hands. I'm at my forehead level. I'm here. And if you're down here, like at my boobies, or my belly button, if you're here, I'm not coming down to match you. I'm not. I'm no longer accepting dimming myself or diminishing myself or allowing myself to come down a few notches to meet you where you're at. I'm not doing it. I'm not. That sounded harsh and real strong, but it is what it is. Okay? Okay. Now, with the ground being raised, with my own personal self-belief and power and confidence and the tools to get me to where I want to go, and the self-belief in the fact that I know how to do this because I was born for it. My passion is so strong. My passion for helping women in business is so strong that now my boundaries have strengthened. And here's why. Because if my boundaries are weak, my walls to my castle falls, and baby, I'm a queen and I deserve a castle. Damn. Hashtag damn. My boundaries are what keep my castle intact. My boundaries within my business, within my personal life, are no longer skewed because they are so set in stone that I am not allowing anyone. I don't care if I've been friends with you for 10 plus years. Once you cross that boundary and once you've shown me who you are. And even if that's because you're hurt and you're in pain and you're going through some shit, that doesn't mean I'm going to bend my boundaries because you're hurting. That doesn't mean I'm going to bend my boundaries because you're in a place in your life where I was a year and a half ago. I'm not going to do it. What I can do is hold myself at where I deserve to be and show you that it's okay to be here. It's okay to continue to be who you want to be and be authentic and not pivot just to make money. Because let me tell you something. I've heard this so much in the last year about when you know, you know. I mean, we all know that. Like, say with our husbands and our significant others, our wives. When you know, you know. When you know that your business is solid and you know that what you're doing and what you are aligned with is in your face. You know it. That now it's time to clear those distractions to create consistency and confidence within you and your business. Because your walls are there to protect you, to protect that energy level of which I am headed upward on. Because the person who I want to be at the end of this year is on the second level of this castle, and I have to work my way up to her. And that requires me to hold strong with who I am and what I want. I'm not meeting anybody else at their energy level anymore. And I want you to do the same. I want you to hold yourself in that power and say, you know what? Damn it. Oh, girl, that's another one. Yes! Listen, holding yourself in a power of knowing your worth is insane. Like I said, for the past year, I've been hearing, when you know, you know. And then also, I've also been hearing, why are you focusing on low-level offers? Okay, we got to turn this off at this point. Why are you focusing on low-level offers? And I thought to myself, well, it's because that's the audience that I serve. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. Girl, no, it's not. Ooh, I'm on a rant. We are ready for 2022, baby. Because boundaries are healthy. Boundaries are healthy. And when you pivot and you create this change within you and within your business, if you don't instill those boundaries, they're going to fall and you're going to go right back to where you were. Because remember, when times get tough, here's a quote that I want you to write down. And I want you to make a pretty graphic with it and put that shit on your Instagram. Maybe I'll make one and y'all can share it. That's what we'll do. Let me write that down too. Damn it, I need an assistant that's here, not online. Side note on that. Anyways, I'm going to make one that says, when times get tough, you revert back to your habits. And if your habits suck, you're going to go back to sucking. Obviously, the quote's going to be a little bit more eloquent than that. But remember, when times get tough and you lose and you get distracted, you always, always, always revert back to your habits. That's why your habits are so important. And I just picked up a book when I was in Miami. And I picked it up at this really cute bookstore. What is it called? Shout out to Books and Books in Coral Gables. I mean, not Coral Gables. That was in Coconut Grove. Their website is booksandbooks.com. Small business owned by a mom and her daughter. And I bought this book. It's called Success Habits, Proven Principles for Greater Wealth, Health, and Happiness. And this is the book that I'm choosing to read for myself for the next couple of weeks. It's by Napoleon Hill. He's also the author of Think and Grow Rich. So if you like that book, this is a great, great follow-up to work on the wisdom of your abundance of life, essentially. And the principles of success that he talks about in here, and the habits that you need to form in order to be successful, no matter what business you're in, are something that I feel for you, especially if you indulge in wanting to better yourself by listening to podcasts or watching YouTube videos or whatever it is that you do to learn the best. I want you guys to grab this book, because your habits are what form your boundaries. And whenever times get tough, if your habits revert and start to tear away at those boundaries, you're never going to be able to keep moving up to that second level of who you are. Because once you get to that second level, then it's the third level. Then it's the fourth. But let's think about what's in the moment right here, right now. Right? We don't want to overthink it. The next step for me is to get to that second level of who I want to be. And I did that by pivoting and becoming this amazing human being that now I have balance. In the last 3 weeks, I have balance in my life that I've never had before. And it's because of boundaries. I pivoted myself into this new business model that is based off of retreats. Because I met someone who invested in me and allowed me to go with them to a retreat in Miami. Because they saw it within me before I saw it in myself. And that to me is the type of person, shout out Rochelle, I love you with all my heart. That is the type of people that I want to surround myself with. And so does she, and that's why she did it. But that's the mentality of the type of person that I want to be around, is those who want to give more than they receive, but they still want to feel like that person is grateful. I was trying to figure out how to word that. Because ultimately, healthy relationships are built within boundaries. And this is the part that I personally have had to deal with in the last month or so, is when you know that you're built for more and you know that you're destined to be something different, but you're stuck and you feel complacent and you feel like you don't want to change and you're locked too tight into that roller coaster and you have no control over your body, when you're stuck just strapped into this hard plastic seat and you're like, okay, it's time for me to get off now. Anytime, let me motion to the guy to let me off, you know? Let me throw up a little bit. Maybe he'll take me serious. In that moment, in that situation, and you want to get off and you want to be more and captivate, not captivate, but hold yourself to that better person that you want to be, you're going to lose people. And I think that has been the hardest part for me in the last month, is people who I thought, genuinely thought in my heart that I was going to be at their 50th birthday party. Mind you, we're in our 30s, right? But I've come to terms with this. I cannot control if other people don't see themselves in a higher light. I can't control that. There's no way in my human body that I can control how someone else sees themselves. I can't. Because success is already in me. I'm built to have it in my industry and what I do. They don't see it within themselves yet, and they won't move out of their own damn way to see it. I'm not the person that's going to try and pull everyone else up to my level and diminish myself in the process. That's not who I am. There might be other people that do that, like therapists. I am not that person. I cannot do that. It's not me. Anyway. In looking at my vision board that I made for myself, in the words that I chose to put on it, versus looking at the vision board I made for myself last year and how much personality is on this year versus last year, and how much I've decided that I want to be myself versus who I think I should be. It's impeccable. It's so cute. I love my new vision board. I was realistic with my goals, not just putting shit up there so I could show off being the imposter that I thought I was. My sub-personalities that I dealt with in meditation and am currently dealing with in meditation. If you haven't done that, girl, you need to get on that boat. And now, maybe, possibly finding a church that I can feel like I belong. That has been a struggle too, because I want to grow my relationship with God. And if you don't, that's cool. Totally understandable. You do you. You have your own way of belief. And I'm not knocking that at all. But this is my journey. And I want to find a church that I can call home that isn't... I don't want a Joel Osteen. I don't want that. I don't want a mega church. I want a home for my family. I do. So, with those boundaries I've created and allowed myself to pivot into this person, it's like Gwen 2.0. Well, 7.0, because we've morphed a lot. I've morphed a lot in the last few years. And creating abundance and creating structure and strategies in my own business that I can help other people implement in theirs is where my heart is happiest. For example, I just got off the phone with a new client. I will be in her place of business on the 18th to chat about her leaks. And that's what I'm calling it. What are your leaks in your business? Okay, you're not a plumber, so how would you know how to fix a leak? That's why you hired me. I'm going to come in and help you identify your leaks, and we're going to fix them together. Not me, not you, together. This is a partnership. And before I looked at it as, I'm the answer. No, the hell I'm not. I'm going to help them because success for their business and their products is already in them. Their boutiques, their photography, their hairstyle, their hair clients, the people who are coming in and knowing their worth, the success is already in them. I have to draw it out because they already know the answer. All I am is a connector between the two. Sounds crazy, right? Girl, so much has happened in my brain. But yeah, that's where I'm at. And it feels good. It feels good to finally also be paid my worth as well. And let's talk about that, because nobody really talks about that. It's too taboo. Nobody talks about money. No, oh my God, don't talk about how much money you make. But only talk about you make 6 figures a year. Only talk about that. Only talk about that. No. I will be transparent. If someone has questions and they want to know, I'm going to answer them. Obviously, I'm not going to be like, I made this much money in 14 days. That's how I thought I was supposed to run my business, because that's what I saw somebody else doing. Again, the imposter syndrome. Because I didn't know who I was and what I wanted. adapt other people's successes because it worked for them without understanding why it worked for them. Mm-hmm. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Did you hear that? Exactly. So, knowing who you are and finding who you are is all in the inner work. And once you complete the inner work and once you start moving forward towards that second level in your castle, it's when shit starts to really happen. For example, I'm not going to give you exact details, but I'm going to give you an idea of what happened. So January to November of last year, I was sitting at a 5-figure income. Okay. And that is with me doing anything and everything I could to find one-on-one clients, doing workshops, some of them overpriced, some of them underpriced, because I didn't understand the process of that for myself. I could help other people do it. I just couldn't do it for myself. And so within those first 11 months of my business, I was at a 5-figure number. But then in December, for the first week, I had a great first week. It was almost like it was like a ramp up. Like, here you go. You ready for this? Are you ready? And then since implementing the new business model, that I'm now at 6 for the end of the year. And it just keeps going. Like today, it's still going because I didn't work this weekend because I have boundaries and my time with my family is precious. So today has been fun and exciting and liberating. And I think I've prayed 4 times. And it's just the castle within itself is I have this structure that works. I have the strategy that works. I have my intuition as a business owner and my intuition from my passion that works. And then I also have the challenge of I now have a huge investment that I have to pay for monthly. That is also making me level up. And I know that sounds crazy. But before it was like struggle, struggle, struggle. Pay this, pay that. Now you got to go sell some more so you can pay for this and this. It was sell to pay, sell to pay, sell to pay. And now it's sell for purpose. Ooh, let me write that down. Woo, baby. We on a roll with these slogans today. Sell to purpose. I'm not selling a retreat. I'm helping people find a way to figure out their success story with strategies. That is damn near powerful. Okay, so I want you, and I know I say so a lot when I have these conversations, when this is just like from the heart, because it's me trying to gather my thoughts. But when I have everything structured, everything, there's no really that many so's. You want some so-so soup? What the hell? Oh, man. So, there it is. Oh, man, that was funny. I just want you guys to feel and hear where I'm at. And I want it to inspire you. I truly, truly, truly do. I want it to inspire you to want more for yourself because I did it in this period. And how did I pivot and what did I do to make it happen? Was create those boundaries. Hold myself to a level of, I'm here. You meet me here. Or I'll talk to you when you're ready. Or if you decide that you want to hold yourself of an importance level as I'm holier than thou, that's not the type of person I want in my life. I want happy people, genuinely happy people around me. Truly. And I'm glad you guys are here because I know that's who you guys are and you guys are my people. And I can't wait to dive into this. We'll talk about the retreat on the next episode a little bit more and what it is. But if you guys are curious about this new retreat, it's on January 20th and 21st of this brand new year, 2022. 2020 you. Hey. Because you know we got that slogan now. 2022, January 20th and 21st, on a Thursday and a Friday. We're keeping it small because I want it to be intimate and everyone can ask questions and everyone can be able to dive into each other's business as well and it be interactive. Because I don't want it to be this big giant class where no one really understands what's going on and someone's lost and this person's ahead and I want everyone to be on the same page because, again, this isn't about packing a room full and me making money. It's about me sincerely making an impact on people's lives and their business. Who am I? I'm Gwen Motherfucking Stewart, girl. Woo! It feels good. So, if you're interested, there it is again. Let's do a so count. How many times does Gwen say so and take a shot? Don't all do that. You might be drunk. If you are interested in the retreat and you want to get to know what it's about, reach out to me. Send me a DM on Instagram at the Small Biz Fixer and let's chitty chat about that. And yeah, happy 2022. Time for a fucking brand new you. Oh, yes. So on that note, we are out. I gotta go pick up the Zomeister from the bus stop. And I'm not even gonna edit this. It is what it is. We're just gonna put it out there and claim it as success. There it is. All right, guys, I love you. Happy Monday. I'll see you guys in the group. Bye, guys.